Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, this show is for you and about you. Those of you who want that freedom, that flexibility, that cash flow today, so you can live that life that you love when you want with whomever you want. But guys, on top of that, it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you become financially free, you have the power and the ability and the stewardship to be able to do so in other people's lives too. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to bless your lives through this, be able to create a ripple effect and influence you. Thank you for binging, for tuning in, for sharing this podcast and creating powerful conversations and actually implementing the things you learn. That's what inspires me. That's what keeps me going. So thanks so much. As a reminder, you can not only check out our website, moneyripples.com, but you can also go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page, where you can see the great videos on there and podcasts and updates as well. So check it out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. Guys, hey, so it's 2020, right? And what a crazy year it has been. And so today I want to talk about the best of 2020, because out of all this year, we got to have the best of something. And so I went back through the last year, just like I did in some of these previous years, right? Went through the last year to see what were the episodes that you liked the most? What were the ones that you downloaded? And it was very revealing, very fascinating. I'll tell you, the cool thing is 2020 this year is like everything's doubled. I mean, the numbers of podcast downloads we've had this last year doubled. And that's because of you guys, because you've been joining. I know a lot of you joined in just this year. And thank you so much for tuning in and sticking with it. And I hope and I pray that we keep delivering great value for you. But it's pretty amazing. Now, I'll tell you this, the top five list, I'm glad my ego is not at big risk here, because my ego would say, wait, four of the five of these aren't even just with me. You know, four of the five actually are me with guests. So I think it's pretty cool that you guys actually do like the guests. That's something that I started to bring back on more regularly in the last year or two. So I really appreciate that. But you know, I want to really go through this list and tell you what we got here. So here's the top five. And I'm going to have a few honorable mentions, but here's the top five podcasts based on your stats, your results. So number five was Achieving Impossible Goals with Rod Cleef. Obviously, I know Rod Cleef is a fan favorite for many of you, but it was great stuff, wasn't it? Those of you that tuned in, this was episode, by the way, his was episode number 416. So 416. So Rod was talking about like how to achieve those impossible goals, how he actually built and grew his business over time. So I know it was really valuable for me. And you can just tell, when someone actually like has those real life experiences, can't you? When they're being sincere, when they have that experience to say, hey, I've been there, done that, and I'm doing it today. And I know Rod is definitely one of those guys. So great episode. So check out 416, Achieving Impossible Goals with Rod Cleef. Number four, this one was actually, it was a shocker to me. I didn't think this would be in the top five, but you guys really liked it. It's actually Illinois Real Estate Investing with Mike Fisher. And so Mike, I thought it was an interesting topic. It was one memorable for me too, because Chicagoland, right? I mean, that area is like a giant HOA. Real estate investing there is hard. And in fact, almost all my clients, I just tell them, listen, you know, if you're looking to do real estate investing, that is not the place to look. It's like saying, hey, I want to do investing in California. It's just not a very friendly, landlord-friendly place. Well, Mike Fisher's been making this work. And so he talks about how he actually has been investing in the Chicago area and in Illinois there and doing very well. So that's a great one. So that one, Illinois Real Estate Investing with Mike Fisher, that is episode number 434. So you can check that one out. All right, number three, this one, hey, it's actually just me, not even a guest, right? So number three here is called The Power of Now. This one is actually the beginning of this year. This is episode number 364. By the way, we'll have a list of these just so you guys can remember these or not have to remember them. You can go back and listen later. The Power of Now was one where I was kind of a little bit, you know, lit on fire there, you know, because it's so important to take action now. And if there's anything you hear me talk about over and over is how do we take action? How do we actually go and do these things, but not just live and cower in fear? And what's interesting, this was pre-COVID. This was before everything was getting crazy. But I was talking about just the impact of taking action today, not delaying, not procrastinating, because there is a time value of money. There is a cost. I've had so many clients where they have delayed and procrastinated and said, well, I don't know. They would say a few years ago, real estate might, what if it's too high right now? Because it's back up again to where it was. And that was years ago. And I'll tell you, like, I've had properties in the last few years that have more than done 100% rate of return on the cash that I've put into them. That's that they would miss out on because they didn't act now. And there's a lot of things that hold us back with fear and things like that. And I've talked about this in different episodes, but that was a very important one. So again, that's episode number 364, The Power of Now. That was number three. All right, now we're getting to the top two. Now, I want you to just know this, that really these top three were all within a few downloads of each other. In fact, these top two were tied to the exact download. I mean, maybe I could have waited a day and maybe one of them would have beat the other one out. But I'm telling you, these tied for first and second place. The Power of Now was only 8 downloads away from first and second place. So these were almost like a three-way tie. But I'm going to go through some honorable mentions before we get to the top two here. Honorable mentions, for example, is one. This one was right after The Power of Now came out. It was episode number 365, saying little money to invest. So for those of you that say, hey, I don't have a ton of money to invest, what do I do? Like, what can I do? That's a great one right there. That was episode number 365, and many of you guys loved that one. Another honorable mention. These were the ones that are actually pretty recent, within the last few months. One was, of course, how government destroys financial prosperity. Such an important one, such an important one to listen to, especially where there's a lot of things within the government, within economies and things like that going on right now and into 2021 that pertains to. So a very important episode to look at. So that's 445, how government destroys financial prosperity. And then the last one I'll say is an honorable mention. The third one is number 449, how clients saved millions. How I was able to save my clients millions of dollars. That's number 449. Another great one. That one actually had a lot of downloads compared to the other ones that were within a month around it. So I thought I'd give that one honorable mention. Okay, now top two. Again, this is a two-way tie. So this is not in any particular order or favorite. I'm just going to say the number two is. Number two was Passive Income Through Raw Land with Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek. Always a memorable one. In fact, a couple years ago when I had him on, that was actually the number one episode. So that actually got number one. Now, the second one I did with him, tied for number one again, number one, number two, to the download, exactly. Such a cool concept to know that you can cash flow so much from something that so few real estate investors take advantage of, which is using land. Can you flip it? Can you do seller financing with it in terms and things like that to actually get great cash flow or great returns on something that is not a very highly competitive space? In fact, I'll tell you, in a mastermind group I'm part of a group called Collective Genius. And there's a lot of real estate investors in that group. And I'm telling you, like, there's only really one group, one person that does raw land, like a couple, two partners. So really two people, but they're a partnership that does raw land. That's it. I mean, it's such a rare thing to find. And so it's a very cool, cool strategy, cool concept. All right. So that was the one tied for number one. That was number two, I'd say here, but the number one and number two tied for number one is what you need to know before lending your money. Which Mitch Steven. So I know a lot of you guys know Mitch Steven. That's also the second time I've had him on my show. Great guy, great content, really giving some good, powerful, again, same thing, great experiences coming from a place of understanding and wisdom saying, hey, here's what you need to look for before you just go and throw your money at stuff, before you become the bank. Because becoming the bank is a great way to create wealth. In fact, if you understand these concepts of how to become like the bank, it's much, much easier to create financial freedom than just trying to throw your money in the 401ks and IRAs that everybody's telling you to throw money into, because those things have been proven not to work. But when you learn how to become the bank and you do it right, where you're not gambling with money, but you actually do it in a way that makes it safer, that actually creates less risk and still gets higher returns. That is the key. And that's what Mitch Steven talks about. So that was episode, what was that one? That was episode number 442. By the way, I forgot to mention with Mark Podolsky, that episode was number 372. That was earlier this year, the passive income through raw land. And then this last one was episode number 442 with Mitch Steven, which is what to know before lending your money. So guys, thank you for making 2020 such an amazing year, right? I know it was a chaotic and crazy year. And I know there's plenty of great other episodes there that I want to put an honorable mention, but I didn't want to just ramble on about how awesome it was because there was great content there. I would challenge you to go back through 2020 and listen to some of these things. But I'm going to tell you this as well. 2021 is going to be even better. Because if you thought it was great content, there's great content coming up in the future here in 2021. There's already episodes I already have planned that I'm about to release here soon. And I've got some great guests coming down the pipe. So guys, keep tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this. But if you want to take this 2020 to make it 2021 better, start by actually elevating your conversations here. Don't just listen to this stuff. Act upon it and teach it. The best way to learn is to reteach the things that you hear us talking about on this show. Reteach it, share it, create conversations around it. Because when you get other people involved, people that are open to new ideas that don't want to live by the status quo, we don't want to live the same old cruddy 2020 lifestyle that many people have had, or even 2010 or whatever year, right? But not going by the status quo, but having a life of financial freedom. That is what the essence of this show is about. It's about you guys, about your freedom, your cash flow, your prosperity now, not 30 or 40 years, if you're lucky and if the market just smiles and you just right, but right now. And guys, you've made 2020 amazing for me. I'm excited to make 2021 amazing for you too. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous year. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.